the Walt Disney Pictures castle logo. Open on a blue sky. Titles on screen read, Disney Santa Paws 2, The Santa Pups. We tilt down towards snowy mountain peaks and two cabins covered in a blanket of snow.
The lazy days of summer are a time of playful relaxation at the North Pole when we all get to rest and renew our energy for the next Christmas season.
A group of elves play ice hockey on a frozen pond.
There's rarely any excitement around here in these summer months, but this year, there was something special happening. Very special.
They're coming soon. Santa is greeted by Santa Paws, a white dog dressed in Santa clothes.
Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, thank goodness you're here. It's happening. It's happening right now.
Oh, they're coming. They're coming. Oh, Eli, I'm going to need your assistance. Hot water and lots of towels. Pronto.
Right away, Mrs. Claus.
Oh.
Come on, Eddie.
Santa Claus pats Santa Paws.
Oh, boy.
Eli and his dog Eddie bring towels and hot water.
We're coming in, Mrs. Claus!
Hurry!
We're coming, Mrs. Claus!
Are all first-time fathers this nervous?
Don't worry, old friend. Mrs. Claus has everything under control.
Oh boy, good, because I feel a little faint. I think I better lay down. You know what? I think my blood sugar's a little low, Santa Claus. Could you get me one of Mrs. Claus' sugar cookies?
Later, Mrs. Claus opens the door to find them sleeping. Santa Paws jumps to his feet.
The Santa pups have arrived.
Is everything okay, Mrs. Claus?
You have three beautiful daughters and a son.
I'm a father!
Congratulations, old friend.
I can't believe it. I'm a father.
Let's go in and meet the puppies, shall we?
Mrs. Paws nurses the puppies.
Oh, I am so glad that's over. Good job, honey. How you feeling?
I couldn't be better.
I am so proud of you, my love.
Aren't they the most adorable puppies you've ever seen?
They're the most beautiful puppies I've ever laid eyes on.
What are you going to name the little darlings?
Santa Paws and I have been discussing names for months.
Who knew there were so many names in the naughty and nice books?
Of course, we only chose names from the nice list. Let's start with our daughters. Let's see. This one is singing already. We'll name her Jingle. That was one of our favorites. This little pup seems to be so happy and giving. Charity is perfect for her. And this one, the tiniest one of the bunch, so full of energy. How about Hope?
And the last little pup, our son. He's bound to take after his dad. You know, strong, good looking, great leader.
And don't forget modest.
That too. I was thinking that Noble would be a fitting name.
When you look upon life with a smile, it will bless you. Look what we have in our lives today.
We have four little pups. We have four Santa pups. That will bless our hearts four ways.
They tour the workshop with the puppies.
When you look upon life with a smile, it will bless you. Look what we have in our lives today. We have four little pups, we have four Santa pups. That will bless our hearts for days.
The elves marvel at the pups.
When you look upon life with a smile, it will bless you. Look what we have in our lives today. We have four little pups, we have four Santa pups. That will bless our hearts.
Isn't this a grand day?
That will bless our hearts.
Eddie.
I hope you two are ready to train the Santa pups to be good Santa's helpers.
You can count on us. I mean, look at them. They're adorable.
Yeah, how hard could it be?
Titles on screen read 4 months later.
The Santa pups were growing up quickly. As every parent knows, raising puppies to become responsible dogs requires a great deal of patience and perseverance. Like all families, we were having our own challenges with our newest additions.
Come back with my hat!
Hope was always looking for extreme adventures.
She slides down a toy chute.
More of a daredevil than a Santa pup. She was always full of so much hope that she never looked before she leaped.
That was extreme!
Jingle was quite a diva and loved to sing. Unfortunately, elves' big ears make for very sensitive hearing. And Jingle, bless her heart, was still learning to find the right note.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a water's open sleigh.
And Charity still hadn't quite discovered the meaning of her namesake. She had a lot to learn about sharing before she'd become the selfless and charitable pup a Santa pup should be.
Hey, give us back our bone.
Whatever. Losers weepers, finders keepers.
Then there was our son Noble, who hadn't learned what being a leader really meant and was leading his sisters down the wrong path and getting them into all kinds of trouble.
I told you guys that'd be fun.
Hit him on! Pile him up! Get him in here!
The elves pile soft toys under an elf whose ladder was knocked over.
Hope, Jingle, Charity, Noble, I suggest you go with Eddie and Eli to school. Now.
Yes, Dad.
Noble, you always get us in trouble.
The pups run off. Later.
And that leads us to our most important lesson of all, about our very precious magic crystals. Only Santa Claus, Santa Paws, Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Paws, Santa's head elves, Eddie, and yours truly, have magic crystals.
Eli, I think you've lost your audience.
Ahem! Huh? Santa pups, this is a very important lesson about magic crystals.
But Eli, maybe we'd pay closer attention if we actually had our own crystals.
Magic crystals have great power. And with great power comes great responsibility.
Ooh, I'm totally responsible. Seriously, where can I get one?
One does not get a magic crystal. One earns a magic crystal.
Can I earn one by singing?
Hark the herald jingle sings, glory to...
Yikes!
You will earn a magic crystal when you understand the true meaning of Christmas. And then you can use the Christmas magic to do good deeds and grant Christmas wishes around the world.
Are you serious? Good deed is my middle name.
And we'd be extremely good at granting Christmas wishes.
Patience, pups. Have patience. You've got so much more to learn before that day will come.
Now where was I? The magic crystals are used to spread the joy of Christmas. Yes, Noble.
But what makes the crystals magic to begin with?
Why, Noble, that's a very good question, and one that just might require a field trip.
Oh, a field trip!
Later inside an icy cave.
This, right here, pups, is the heart of all Christmas magic. We use the energy in the great Christmas icicle to make Christmas happen. Things like powering the workshop for building toys or...
Ooh, I love getting toys.
Flying the sleigh.
Oh, I love sleigh rides, especially when we hit turbulence.
And of course, we use the energy in the Christmas icicle to power our magic crystals.
The giant crystal hanging from the roof of the cave begins to glow. A swirling, sparkling mist shoots into Eli's crystal.
Oh, I get it. It must be the great Christmas icicle. That makes my voice so magical!
No, not exactly, Jingle, but that's the right idea.
Where does the energy in the great Christmas icicle come from, you ask?
I was actually going to ask again about getting our own crystals. But, okay, where's the energy in the great Christmas icicle come from?
Well, Noble, that's where the spirit map comes in.
Later, Santa and some elves work at a desk in front of a map.
How are our young students doing?
Well, there's still a few issues, as we all know, but we're snow plowing ahead. I mean, the North Pole wasn't built in a day.
We're here to show the pups where the energy in the Great Christmas Icicle and our magic crystals comes from.
Oh, it's time to learn about the spirit map, is it? Well, pay close attention, pups. This will be on the test.
As you can see, pups, the spirit map allows us to monitor where Christmas spirit comes in from all over the world. We can even identify where Christmas spirit is highest. Zoom in, Elpert.
An elf moves a magnifying glass over North America.
Pineville, USA, the top place in the world for emitting Christmas spirit.
Christmas spirit is contagious, and a town like Pineville can have an impact far beyond its township. The greater the Christmas spirit, the more energy the Christmas icicle will have.
And the better our magic crystals will work.
Exactly, Noble. Very good.
So now can we have our own crystals?
Oh, Noble, you are certainly a persistent pup.
We need to give credit to our ambassadors for the Santa Cause. They ensure that we maintain Christmas spirit all year long. Unfortunately, we've just learned of the loss of one of our best ambassadors in Pineville. If we don't replace the ambassador soon, Christmas spirit could decline.
This is a serious matter that needs immediate attention. But with Christmas just 3 weeks away, there's no way I can leave the workshop.
I could go. Someone has to.
You know, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yes. This is a very important mission. Prepare the sleigh for Mrs. Claus.
Copy that, Essie.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Come on, Posse. I've got a Santa Pups plan. It's time to prove ourselves.
Who made you the boss? Have I ever steered you pups wrong?
Pineville, USA, here we come.
Later on the streets of snowy Pineville.
Let's go celebrate Christmas with everyone everywhere every day. Time to celebrate Christmas in Pineville, USA. Let's go celebrate Christmas where everyone's out about lighting trees. Time to celebrate Christmas with everyone I see.
Well, hello there, Mr. Mayor.
It's a glorious night tonight.
The Christmas spirit's everywhere.
There's joyous music too.
Our town has come alive again. Christmas is coming soon.
I want to celebrate Christmas when everyone sings about Yuletide cheer. Let's go celebrate Christmas, the best time of the year.
Your Christmas cookies smell so good.
Would you like a few?
Maybe one or two.
Well, here you go.
Our town has come alive again. Christmas is coming soon.
Mayor Denny leads a brass band down the street. The baker, Mr. Holman, joins them.
I want to celebrate Christmas with friends and family every day.
I want to celebrate Christmas in Pineville, USA.
I want to celebrate Christmas with everyone everywhere that I know.
I want to watch the children make angels in the snow.
Well, hello there, Mr. Mayor. Christmas lights will burn tonight.
The bells will ring out too.
Our town has come alive again. Christmas is coming soon.
The whole town joins the band as they march down the street. They light the giant tree. A boy, Carter, rides his bike alone down the now empty street as the string lights come on.
Christmas.
Carter pulls his bike up to the radio station, where the big antenna on top of the building has been decorated like a Christmas tree. He trudges up the stairs inside.
There you are, Carter. You missed the lighting up of the radio station.
They're going to let you turn on the lights. It's your favorite part.
That's okay, Sarah. I don't care about Christmas anymore.
Don't say that, Carter.
It's a big deal anyway. It's just another holiday.
Oh, he's just tired, Sarah, aren't you, buddy? Hey, we gotta get on home. Uncle Jeb and Mayor Denny are joining us for dinner. Let's do it. Come on. Let's go.
At the North Pole, the pups hide in the shadows.
Okay, Noble, what's the plan?
Well, you heard Santa. Mrs. Claus is going on a very important mission.
Yeah, and so?
And so are we. We're gonna take Eddie's crystal, fly to Pineville with Mrs. Claus, and grant as many Christmas wishes as we can. And prove to Eli and Eddie that we're ready for crystals of our own.
Noble, even I know that stealing is like the opposite of giving.
We're just borrowing it temporarily. Besides, how would we grant wishes without one?
Do we even know how to grant a Christmas wish?
How hard can it be? Now, who's with me?
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Jingle, I'll take you caroling.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hope you get to fly in the sleigh.
Well, that sounds extremely fun. What are we waiting for?
A charity. I'm sure we can get you some souvenirs.
OMG, I'm totes on board.
Okay, so let's try this again. Who's with me? Say aye.
Aye.
That's more like it. I'm going in.
He trots quietly down the bunk room toward Eddie's bed.
Candy canes?
I hope Eddie doesn't wait.
Seriously, Jingle?
I can't help it, you know. I sing when I'm nervous.
Gingerbread.
Noble nabs the crystal at the Reynolds home.
Carter, would you like to say grace?
He shakes his head.
I'll do it, Daddy.
Okay, Sarah, thank you.
They fold their hands and bow their heads.
Thank you for this food. And for Christmas, the most wonderful time of the whole year. And thank you for my big brother, Carter. And please say hello to our mommy for us. Please tell her we miss her very much and are thinking of her always and always. Amen.
Amen. All right, kids, you want something to eat? You better jump in before Uncle Jeb eats it all.
Hey, so tell me, Jeb, how are things going down at the animal shelter?
Well, we have a few more dogs to find homes for before Christmas, but Baxter and I'll get it done, won't we, boy? We always like to have an empty shelter. It means everyone's found a home.
Yeah.
So, why don't you two tell me what you've got planned for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to help Daddy put on the Christmas show at the radio station.
You
are? I'm going to sing on Christmas Eve, just like Mommy used to.
Now, Sarah, that's music to my ears, because the radio station has been keeping the townsfolk of Pineville in the Christmas spirit ever since your mother was your age.
Dad, may I be excused?
Well, you haven't eaten anything.
I'm just not hungry.
He slides out of his chair and heads upstairs.
How's it been holding up, Thomas?
It's been hard on him. It's been hard on all of us.
So, any luck finding a nanny?
No, not yet. We just put the ad in the newspaper yesterday.
At the North Pole, Mrs. Claus gets into the sleigh.
I'll be back in a Christmas minute.
Fly safe, dear.
Don't worry, Santa. We'll take good care of her.
All right, boys. Are you ready to fly?
You betcha, Mrs. Claus. You say the word.
And you'll have liftoff.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah!
The reindeer paw the ground, kicking up golden sparks as they fly out.
Here we go, boys. Yeehaw! Great snowballs of fire!
Mrs. Claus admires the view as she holds the reins. As they fly by, a high angle shows the pups crouched down in the back seat.
Guys, I think we're airborne.
I feel the need for speed.
They fly over the clouds, a full moon hangs in the distance. A red line on a map charts their course. It crosses Canada and stops in Pineville.
Next stop, Pineville!
Mrs. Claus looks out at the small town.
Alrighty, boys, this is it.
Mr. C, we got a large field southeast. It looks like a barn we can land behind.
Let's take her down.
Copy that, Mrs. C. Gotta fly. I'm okay.
Whoa, easy does it, boy.
They drift toward the ground. A group of boys play hockey near the barn.
Come on now, pass it around. Move it in the middle. There you go.
The pups look out over the side.
Look, guys, we're here. There's even elves playing elf hockey. That's not like any elf hockey I've seen.
That's the game, kids. Final score, Blue Jackets 3, Green Yours 2. Okay, guys, gather around.
Then bring her in.
All right, take it easy. Come on in. Nice and slow. Easy. Oh, this is looking good.
As the sleigh comes to a stop, Mrs. Claus gets out and looks at the old barn.
What a beautiful barn.
Picture perfect landing, if I do say so myself, Mrs. Claus.
Okay, well, I see you guys brought your wagons. So just like every year, you guys collect gifts from around the town so that I can bring them to the orphanage. We need to make sure those less fortunate boys and girls have a nice Christmas too, right? So do your very best. Bring the toys to my house tonight, and the orphanage will be picking them up in the morning. Good game, guys.
Ah, this lovely old barn is empty. Why don't you spend a few days here? Come on.
Good idea, Mrs. C. We're pooped.
Those headwinds are tough.
It's gonna take hours to pull this darn Christmas wagon.
I love doing the Christmas wagon. It's like being Santa Claus for a day.
The reindeer pull the sleigh into the barn as Mrs. Claus slides the doors shut.
Now, you fellas make yourselves comfortable. I'm not exactly sure how long I'll be.
Don't worry about us, Mrs. C. You take your time. We're gonna catch some Z's.
Well, I guess I better get on with the task at hand. A new ambassador for the Santa Claus is nearby. I can just feel it. Wish me luck. Toodaloo.
Good luck, Mrs. C.
Noble pokes his head up as she leaves.
All right, guys, it's nap time.
Okay, pups, the reindeer are taking a Yuletide rest.
The other puppies poke their heads up.
It's time to make our move, but we've got to be completely silent.
Oh, I know that one.
Silent night.
But, Mitzis, or we'll get caught.
They jump out of the sleigh onto a mound of hay. Mrs. Claus trudges through the snow outside. Inside, the pups sneak by the reindeer. They run out of the barn and bound through the snow. Later, girls ice skate where the boys were playing hockey.
There you go.
Mr. Miller hands out hot cocoa to the girls. The pups stand nearby watching. One girl sits alone on a bench.
Hey, Taylor, come on over. We're gonna help you.
Taylor gingerly steps onto the ice and nearly falls.
I wish I could skate really good.
Hey, pups. Did you hear that? This is it. Our first chance to grant a Christmas wish.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Oh, I totally hope this works.
Here goes. I wish that girl could skate really good.
Noble's crystal releases the sparkling mist. It surrounds Taylor's legs, who then smiles. Everyone watches as she skates backwards and does a jump spin.
Going to be even easier than I thought.
Let's do it again. That was fantastic.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Awesome.
They run in the snow. Elsewhere, Christmas music plays throughout the town. Thomas wears headphones inside the radio station.
And that was Deck the Halls. Okay, Pineville, be sure to tune in to our annual Christmas fundraiser. We really could use your support. And now, a real treat and a preview of our Christmas special. Many of you may recognize this song from my late wife, Michelle, sung now for the first time by our daughter, Sarah Reynolds.
He cues Sarah, who stands in front of a microphone.
Feeling so sad and blue, and
upon my heart without you. Lord, please.
Whoa, Pineville's full of Christmas spirit. But where are all the elves?
There you go.
A boy helps an older woman across the street.
Come on, sisters. We're here on a mission.
They run across the street.
Every year those snowflakes start falling, and suddenly old memories start calling. I'll be saying my hellos.
Mayor Denny hears the music in the town square and smiles to himself. The bakers smile at each other as they work. Sheriff Andy happily makes up a jail cell bed.
Season gives me one more reason to miss you. I miss you more with each passing year. Now I don't know what else to do. Every year those snowflakes start falling, and suddenly
Mrs. Claus walks toward the center of the town, then stops to listen to the music.
To every Joe that I know, when I will see a vision of you in the snow. We'll have a blue, blue Christmas. We'll have a blue, blue Christmas this year.
A tear falls down Thomas's cheek. Mrs. Claus closes her eyes and puts her hand over her chest.
Isn't her singing magical?
Oh, it most certainly is. That's it. It's her. She must be the reason why I'm here.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Please excuse me, but could you tell me who was that singing?
Why, that's little Sarah Reynolds. Isn't she adorable?
Her mother ran the radio station and used to sing each Christmas for the town, but she fell ill and passed this fall.
The whole town was so sad, and that poor family was devastated.
But little Sarah, well, she stepped right in and took over.
You could say she's Pineville's little Christmas miracle.
Oh, I see. I must meet this young lady.
Oh, well, the radio station's just there, with the star over it.
Oh. If you'll excuse me, you've been ever so helpful, Mrs.
Oh, right. We're the Bright Sisters. I'm Agnes.
I'm Dorothy.
And I'm Blue.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm Mrs. Kane. Mrs. Kane. Goodbye for now. And Merry Christmas.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
The pups notice a window display.
Hey, look, everybody. It's Dad and Santa Claus.
Seriously? Why didn't they tell us they were celebrities? We could have got all sorts of swag down here.
I think this town is the perfect spot for the first ever Jingle Paws Live Christmas Concert.
Come on, pups. Let's stay focused. Wishes galore, crystals to score.
The pups continue on. At the radio station, Mrs. Claus walks up the stairs to find Sarah making crafts.
Hello.
Hi, Merry Christmas. Can I help you?
Well, yes, you might at that. Are you the little girl that was singing that beautiful song just now? You were wonderful. Who taught you to sing like that?
My mommy. She sings with the angels now.
Well, it sounds to me like she passed on the Christmas spirit to you.
Every year she did the Christmas radio show. We're doing it again this year without her.
I bet it would be very magical.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm not sure, but I certainly hope you can.
Oh, you must be here for the nanny position. Excellent.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you. No, I...
See, what I'm looking for is someone to help me with the kids while I'm at my real job. Actually, I'm a lawyer, but from now till Christmas, I'm going to be here at the station full time while I'm trying to keep the show going.
Will you be my nanny? I have a feeling I'd like you very much.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Really, I'm sorry. I was trying to explain, Mr.
Reynolds. Thomas Reynolds. This is Sarah. Have you been working with children long?
Well, I suppose you could say all my life. What I was trying to say, Mr. Reynolds, is...
Oh, Pineville's a pretty small place. We know pretty much everyone around here. You must be from out of town.
Oh, indeed I am. Yes, I'm from up north.
Tell you what, don't say anything. I want you to think about this. Why don't you come over for dinner, you meet my son Carter, and we can discuss all of this over my world-famous meatloaf.
Yes, please come over for dinner.
Well, I suppose a nice warm meal would do me good. I accept.
Great. We can all walk over together, just three blocks from here.
Oh! Okay.
The pups notice children looking at a window display.
I really hope Santa brings me that train set.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, so I don't sound so silly. I'm sick of everyone teasing me at school and calling me Silly Sally.
That poor girl. If I was missing my two front teeth, imagine how bad my singing would sound.
Now that's a totally scary thought.
Watch this, pups. I wish that girl had her two front teeth.
The magic mist grows her front teeth.
Whoa!
What?
Your teeth. They just grew in.
Oh my goodness, let's go show Mom.
Mom, look! My teeth grew in.
Oh, this is so easy. I knew we were ready for crystals of our own.
I could do this all day long. It's so extremely fun.
Well, come on then. Let's keep granting wishes.
At the North Pole.
Santa! Eli!
What is it, Eddie?
My crystal collar is missing. Now, at first, I thought Alice and Albert were playing another one of their elf pranks, but no, it's definitely gone.
Oh, we would never play an elf prank with your magic crystal.
Alice, let's do a location search on Eddie's crystal.
You got it, Santa.
Santa Paws walks in through his doggy door as they push the magnifying glass over the map.
There it is, right in the heart of Pineville.
Has anyone seen the Santa Pups? Oh, they're taking mischief to a whole new level today. We can't find them anywhere. Their mother's getting worried.
My professional guesstimation is those rascals decided to borrow my crystal and then hitch a sleigh ride to Pineville with Mrs. Claus.
I'm sure Mrs. Claus has everything under control.
I hope they're okay and not causing any trouble down there.
Night in Pineville as the pups continue down the street.
I'm wiped and starving. Let's call it a night.
The pups watch as Carter and his friend Emmett pull a wagon full of gifts, then accidentally tip it over.
Oh, this is so stupid!
Those boys sure look like they could use some help.
I'm sick and tired of all this Christmas stuff.
You shouldn't think that way, Carter. Kids at the orphanage don't have parents to get them presents every year. They should have a chance to be happy, too.
What's everyone so happy about?
What are they saying?
Something about everybody being so happy? That sounds good.
Come on, pups. If there's a wish here, we should grant it. I wish all this Christmas spirit would just go away.
Wait, stop, Noble. Don't grant that wish.
The sparkling gold mist turns gray as it moves across the street, burning out Christmas lights all over town.
What just happened? Hey, Emmett, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have blown up at you like that. Emmett?
Don't worry about it. I mean, you're right. Christmas is pretty ridiculous when you think about it.
Well, yeah, I guess. Come on, let's just get this wagon thing over with and...
You know what? I'm gonna head home.
He kicks a few presents on his way.
But I can't pull this wagon by myself!
Whatever! Well, tell Mr. Miller we were robbed or something. Unless we want to keep all our stuff to ourselves.
What? What are you saying? We can't take toys from orphans.
See ya.
Emmett, where are you going? Emmett!
I think we need a very big mistake, Pups.
What did we do?
Eddie never told us how to reverse a wish.
That's because Eddie said we weren't ready for our own crystals, remember?
Why did I let you guys talk me into this?
Seriously? I hope you're kidding.
Carter stacks the gifts in the wagon.
I think we better find Mrs. Claus. She'll know what to do. Look, Pups, the boy is leaving. We can't lose him until we fix this.
Hope's totally right. We better move quick.
They run after Carter. Mayor Denny dances out of the bank as Carter approaches.
No!
Oh, sorry, Mayor Denny.
No, that's quite all right there, Carter.
The gray mist flies toward Mayor Denny.
Next time, watch where you're going.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Jeb comes out of the shelter to see the pups run by.
Well, never seen those pups before.
Hey, pups, you need any help?
Baxter runs toward them. The gray mist hits Jeb.
Strays are a menace to this town. Those pups are going to the pound.
Jeb walks toward his truck.
Hey, I haven't seen you pups before. Are you new in town?
We're the Santa pups from the North Pole. I'm Noble, and these are my sisters, Hope, Jingle, and Charity.
Oh my gosh, is your father Santa Paws?
Yes, he is. Do you know our dad?
All dogs know about Santa Paws. Christmas is my favorite time of year. In Pineville, it's everyone's favorite time of year.
Jeb runs toward them.
Well, what do we have here? I believe I have a puppy treat or two on me. Oh, look at that.
Yuck! What is that? You wouldn't happen to have a candy cane, would you? We're starving.
Come in. Let's put a lid on all this barking!
I'm not barking. I'm talking.
Oh no, he can't understand us.
Remember? Eddie taught us that people can only understand North Pole animals if they, like, truly believe in Christmas. He must not believe.
Oh, he definitely believes in Christmas. Think of him as a giant elf.
Jeb sees the crystal.
That's quite the little sparkler you have there now, isn't it? I'm gonna have to confiscate this pretty little collar.
Excuse me. You cannot take that. We have to give it back to Eddie.
Jeb throws a net over them.
What are you doing?
Whoa, what are you doing?
It seems it'll be Christmas in the pound for all you pups.
What's going on here?
Help!
Oh my gosh.
Carter walks into his house.
Oh, Lynn, here's Carter now. Hey, you missed dinner. We were worried about you. Hey, say hello to Mrs. Kane. We're hoping she's going to be our new nanny.
Hello, Carter.
What's up, Carter? You look beat.
I had to drag the wagon full of toys to Mr. Miller's barn by myself.
Well, why don't we get some of my world-famous meatloaf in you and we can all decorate the tree. That'll help brighten your mood.
Dad, I'm too beat to help with the tree. Can you guys just do it without me?
The gray mist hits Thomas as Mrs. Claus looks down to take a drink.
Yeah, sure. To be honest with you, I'm a little tired. It is getting late.
Carter and Sarah both furrow their brows. Carter runs upstairs.
But, Daddy, you said we were going to decorate the tree tonight.
It's just a tree. It'll still be here tomorrow. Why don't you go on up to bed?
Daddy, it's dark out. Maybe Mrs. Kim can stay for a sleepover in the guest room.
Oh, no. It's fine.
It's no trouble. Right, Daddy?
Yeah. Sure, there's enough space.
Thomas sits and reads the paper.
Great.
Sarah leads her away. At the animal shelter, Jeb leads the pups inside.
Well, guys, this is my place. It's luxury, three meals a day, double beds over there, doggy toys, rubber balls, hula hoops.
In the cage, let's go. Get in there.
Why are you putting them in the cage? You never put anybody in the cage.
Quit your barking. Baxter, you stay out of the way or you'll be joining. You hear me?
I'm sorry, pups. This has never happened before.
You have to help us. I mean, like, seriously, why is your human so mean?
He's usually so nice. I don't get it. Maybe he had some bad eggnog or something.
It must have been extremely bad eggnog.
So, what brought you guys to Pineville?
We came here to prove we're ready for our own magic crystals.
But we made a big mistake.
And if we don't get that collar back and find Mrs. Claus soon, Christmas could be in big trouble.
Christmas? In big trouble?
At the Reynolds home, Mrs. Claus brushes Sarah's hair.
Mrs. Kane?
Yes, dear?
I'm worried. Carter doesn't want to do anything for Christmas.
Oh, well. I think he's just a little under the weather right now. I think he has a little Christmas cold.
A Christmas cold? How do we make it better?
It's like any other cold. You just help them through it.
By feeding them soup and cocoa?
That's partly it. But a Christmas cold is special. It takes a special kind of treatment to make it better.
Like what?
Like instead of soup, give him a hug. Instead of medicine, give him lots of love. Instead of a tissue, give him Christmas cheer.
The tissue becomes a rain of gold sparkles.
Yes, this is a sickness that is centuries old. It's a feeling that makes us lose faith and hope, dear. Something we call a Christmas cold. Ooh, I don't know why, but I know that it's so.
She conjures
what
a teddy bear.
What should I do when Carter's unfriendly?
Tell him you love him.
What should I say till his faith takes hold?
Kiss his head.
Sometimes he gets kind of sad and lonely.
I know, dear. That's why we call it a Christmas cold. Christmas colds, oh, how we dread them. Christmas colds turn smiles into frowns.
Get us all grumpy, make us feel yucky.
But we won't let a Christmas cold bring us
surprise.
Now you're getting it, Sarah. Christmas is magic with glorious music.
Heartwarming stories beautifully told.
But sometimes we feel kind of sad and lonely.
That's when you've caught it.
A Christmas cold. Christmas cold. Oh, how we dread them. Christmas cold. There's no joy in town.
We won't let it.
Sweet Sarah.
Will you walk me to school in the morning?
Of course I will.
Sarah gives Mrs. Claus a kiss.
Oh.
You're not really a nanny, are you?
No, dear. I'm not.
Sarah smiles as she walks out and turns off the lights. The next morning, Sarah comes downstairs to find a magnificent breakfast prepared.
How did you do all of this?
Oh, well, it was quite simple, really.
I wish we had decorated the tree.
Well, close your eyes and make a Christmas wish.
She closes her eyes and folds her hands.
I wish the tree was decorated.
Mrs. Claus's crystal glows gold, then sends a shower of mist toward the tree, leaving it beautifully decorated.
Wow!
Just a dash of hope and a teaspoonful of faith, and it all comes together.
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Sarah.
How was your Yuletide rest, Mr. Reynolds?
It was all right, I guess.
Look, Daddy, we decorated the Christmas tree.
That's nice, Sarah.
Come on, want to look closer?
I'm sorry, sweetie. Daddy's been really busy at work, dealing with the radio station and all the work at the law firm. I just, frankly, all this Christmas stuff has really worn me down.
Sweetie, why don't you go grab your things and I'll walk you to school, okay?
Okay.
Sarah runs upstairs.
But what about Sarah? She loves Christmas.
Yes, I know, but she's 7. And between you and me, don't you think she's a little old for all this Santa stuff?
You're never too old to believe in Christmas.
Yellow.
Later, Mrs. Claus and Sarah walk by the radio station.
Oh, Mayor Jenny, what are you doing?
I'm foreclosing the building. Your father hasn't paid the lease in 3 months.
What about the fundraiser they have planned? I'm sure they'll make enough to pay.
Unlikely. Given the fact that there's not even going to be a Christmas show.
What do you mean?
I spoke to your father this morning. It seems he's giving up on the radio station, too.
But Mom loved the radio station.
It's been a long time coming. I've just been too nice.
He walks away.
Come along, dear.
Sarah runs toward the hardware store as the owner shovels snow. She marvels at the Santa display window.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's a fine likeness of Mr. Claus.
A man slips in the snow.
Oh, my word!
Oh, dear.
Owen, are you okay?
Why didn't you shovel your part of the sidewalk?
The gray mist flies from Owen to the shop owner.
Well, why don't you watch where you're walking next time, and maybe you might not fall?
I am going to sue you for all you're worth.
Here.
I can get up by myself.
Merry Christmas.
He unplugs the mechanical Santa.
Come on, sweetheart. Oh, my. It looks like everyone in town has caught a Christmas cold overnight.
How come I didn't catch it?
Well, I would have to think it's because the Christmas spirit is so strong in you, the strongest I've ever seen. It must make you immune to whatever's happening here.
At school, all the children throw snowballs at each other.
Will you pick me up after school?
Of course, dear.
A snowball hits Mrs. Claus.
Oof!
The boy runs away laughing. Sarah turns and waves to her as she walks into school, wearing the only red coat in a sea of gray.
I better find out what's gone wrong.
At the animal shelter.
So, another family dropped off their dogs. Seems no one wants their pets anymore. Too much of a hassle. Can't say I blame them.
He shoves more dogs into cages. The shelter is now filled with them.
I'm really sorry, guys. Things are going from bad to terrible. I don't know what's gotten into him.
He's lost his Christmas spirit.
Baxter, you really gotta get us out of here. We need to get our crystal back.
Oh, man.
We need to fix this now.
I don't know, pups. I'd get in big trouble.
What's worse, getting in big trouble or no more Christmas?
Good point. We'll just have to wait for the right opportunity. I'll try my best. Hang tight.
Mr. Miller walks into the reindeer's barn.
Whoa, someone's here.
Hey, who's this guy?
What on earth?
Sorry, sir. We thought this barn was empty.
Where did all you reindeer come from?
We're from the North Pole. Allow us to introduce ourselves, please. I'm Comet. This is Dancer, Dasher, my boy Prancer back there. Vixen, keep an eye on that fella.
Okay. Quiet down.
Hey, guys, he can't understand us. He must not have any Christmas spirit.
But I thought Pineville had the most Christmas spirit of all towns.
Christmas time. I bet I could sell these reindeer for a pretty penny.
You can't sell us. We belong to Santa.
Oh, you're definitely going on the naughty list.
At the North Pole.
What would cause all that Christmas spirit to just disappear?
Well, sir, you don't know the half of it.
We've all seen the effects of the Christmas cold.
This is more like a Christmas flu.
The Christmas spirit multiplier effect is working in reverse. Lack of Christmas spirit is spreading out of Pineville and across the country.
The map shows a red circle emanating from Pineville.
If we don't do something
and fix it, it'll spread at an exponential rate.
We'll have a Christmas pandemic the likes of which we've never seen.
Christmas spirit could disappear forever.
Eddie, Eli, get to Pineville as fast as you can. Find Mrs. Claus and find those pups. We've got to get to the bottom of this.
We're on it, sir. We'll take care of it. Come on, Eddie.
Mrs. Claus returns to the barn in Pineville.
Oh, my loves, my loves.
Mrs. Claus, are we ever happy to see you?
You are not going to believe what has happened.
No, Mrs. Claus.
At first, I thought the whole town had a Christmas cold.
Yeah,
but no. It was some kind of terrible flu. We're going to need Santa's help.
It gets worse, Mrs. Claus. That's what I was trying to say. The owner of this barn said he was going to...
We're in here, Sheriff.
Uh-oh.
Who's this now? A trespasser.
Oh, hello, dear sirs. I'm Mrs. Kane. I was just letting my reindeer rest in your barn.
Be careful, Mrs. Claus. These guys are bad news. They've lost their Christmas spirit.
That's actually illegal boarding of animals without knowledge or consent of the property owner.
Yes, I see. I suppose it
Lady,
is,
but... Lady, we better talk about this down at the station.
You're arresting me?
Will you come with me, please, ma'am?
Oh.
You can't arrest Mrs. Claus!
At the North Pole.
Hey, boss, the ELF compressor is ready.
Excellent. The question is, what kind of vehicle wouldn't draw any attention in Pineville in the middle of winter?
Ooh, I know.
He holds the device toward Eddie, who turns their mail truck into an ice cream truck.
Ice cream is cold, and so is winter. It's like instant camouflage.
Pretty snazzy, Eddie.
We'll get the doors, boss.
Good.
The elves open the large doors, and Eli drives the ice cream truck out. That night, the hockey team practices.
Come on, pass it!
Don't push me!
Emmett drops his gloves and shoves Carter.
Don't push me!
All right, that's it. You kids are too much trouble. Get off my property. I never want to see you on my pond again.
Are you okay?
Ow.
Sarah arrives and helps Carter off the ice, his eyes red and swollen. At the North Pole, Santa Claus and Santa Paws walk toward the melting ice crystal in the cave.
Oh no, the great Christmas icicle's melting faster than we ever could have imagined.
If there's anyone that can handle a disaster such as this one, though, it's my darling Mrs. Claus.
Sheriff, you're a very nice young man, and I don't want to break your laws, but I can't oblige and stay here.
He pushes her into a cell. He walks away. She pulls out her crystal and then, with a burst of gold mist, tries to walk through the bars. She hits the bars and falls backward.
Oh no. My crystal's very, very weak. This is not good.
The Bright sisters rush toward her.
Oh dear! Mrs. Kane! Come on! Oh dear!
Oh, thank you. Ladies. Oh dear, whatever could you three have done to end up in here?
It happened all so fast.
I don't know what to say.
This year Christmas isn't normal.
Normal in any way.
Every year we think of the children on the children's floor. Bring them yummy Christmas cookies from Holman's cookie store. Mr. Holman drops off the cookies every year we say. Thank you, Mr. Holman. This will make the kids' Christmas day. But this year it was different. Mr. Holman never came. So we went to Holman's cookie store on Arbor Street and Main.
There we found the door left open, though the store was closed.
Let's go in and check it out, girls.
No one was opposed.
So we took a Holman's box and filled it to the brim.
We were set to leave the cookie store when Mr. Holman walked in.
What are you doing in my store? What are you doing in here?
We pleaded with him, show us mercy.
You help us out each year.
Cause
every year we think of the children on the children's floor. Bring them yummy Christmas cookies from Holman's cookie store.
But Mr. Holman wouldn't listen.
You shouldn't be in my shop.
He just grabbed the phone from on the counter and yelled,
"Get me the cops!"
Soon the cops came to the store to take us all away.
In all the loud noise and confusion,
no one heard us say.
Every year they think of the children on the children's floor. Bring them yummy Christmas cookies from Holman's cookie store.
But this year it was different. Mr. Holman went insane. Thank you, Mr. Holman. You made this our worst Christmas day
ever!
Sheriff Andy strikes a disco pose. They watch him, confused.
Keep it down!
Ooh. Oh, my. Oh.
At the animal shelter.
Okay, it's time, pups. Coast is clear. I know where your collar is.
I'm really impressed, Baxter. You're helping us save Christmas, even though you might get in big trouble. That's, like, totally selfless.
Okay, let's get out of here.
He uses his teeth to open their cage.
Go!
Hold on!
Now hurry!
Let's get our crystal back.
They run out the back door. Carter walks Sarah home.
Sarah, Carter, there you are. Hey, what happened to your eye?
I meant Starlight.
Yeah, well, I hope you gave him a knuckle sandwich.
Where's Mrs. Kane? She didn't pick me up from school.
She's been arrested. Reindeer trespassing, of all things. Look, I gotta go. It's really busy at work. People are suing each other like crazy.
But what about our family dinner?
You're on your own.
He's sick, Carter.
What? What do you mean?
He's got a Christmas cold, too. And the only one that can help us is Mrs. Kane. And she's in jail. And no one cares. What do we do, Carter?
Beats me. People are mean and selfish. There's nothing we can do about that.
But that's not what Mom said. Mom said people are kind and good.
Mom was wrong. And she's not here anymore. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Carter walks back toward the house, kicking snow on his way. Sarah follows, sadly. Elsewhere, the pups run toward a pawn shop.
Hey, guys, let's go! Come on!
They run around to the back to find a sleeping bulldog.
Well, over there is Brutus. He's the meanest dog in the entire county, so we should maybe forget about the crystal.
We don't have any choice if we want to save Christmas.
We'll have to sneak by him to get inside.
Should I sing him a lullaby to keep him sleeping while you guys sneak in?
Jingle, seriously.
Baxter leads them into the pawn shop through a doggy door. They gather inside.
Look for the glow.
They scan the dark shop.
Guys, look, right there.
How do we get up there? Leave this one to the radical pup.
Extreme ascents are my specialty.
Hope climbs toward the tall shelf. She works to get all four legs up. Noble walks to the bottom of the shelf.
Drop the crystal down to me, sis.
He catches it around his neck.
I got it. Remember, Hope, be careful on the descent.
Don't worry, the descent is my favorite part.
No, don't. You'll wake up Brutus.
Woo-hoo! That was radical.
You guys should really take a turn.
Brutus wakes up and walks out of his doghouse into the shop.
Oh, no.
I don't like being woken up, and I especially don't like being woken up by intruders. Baxter, are you trespassing? Explain yourself.
We were...
Brutus, sir, don't hurt Baxter. Please, it's all our fault.
And who are you?
We're the Santa Pups from the North Pole. We flew here with Mrs. Claus and the reindeer, but we messed up and cast some sort of spell with our magic crystal.
Brutus, I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. Haven't you noticed your human behaving strangely?
He has been pretty grouchy, actually. He's never gone this long without playing with me or giving me a treat. It's like he...
lost his Christmas spirit?
Yeah.
If we don't get the crystal back and find Mrs. Claus, we fear Christmas will be gone forever.
You mean no new chew toys on Christmas morning to unwrap? No Christmas cookie crumbs to lick up? Not on this dog's watch.
Thank you, Mr. Brutus. Is there anything we can do to help you?
Actually, can you guys get Santa to take me off the naughty list? The mailman incident was unfortunate, but we've both grown a lot since then. I have a naughty reputation when I'm actually very nice. You can't judge a dog by his underbite.
You can count on us, Mr. Brutus. We'll make sure you get put on the nice list.
Much obliged! Now, let's get you guys out of here so you can save Christmas!
They rush out and down the alley. Later, Eli's pink ice cream truck arrives in a burst of gold mist against the gray morning clouds.
You sure this is Pineville, Eddie?
This is the place.
Wow, it looks like things have gone downhill fast. We'll have to locate Mrs. Claus immediately.
The device reads signal too weak.
Oh no, Eli, I can't see the crystals anymore. The magic has become too weak.
We'll have to find them the old-fashioned way. Our instincts and intellect.
All right, Mrs. Claus's last recorded position was the Reynolds house. A turn right here.
Gotcha.
Later, Carter and Sarah walk out of their house.
What's an ice cream truck doing here in the middle of December? At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hiya, kids. We're wondering if you could help us. We're looking for a jolly white-haired lady, little red suitcase.
I think you might be looking for Mrs. Kane.
Mrs. Kane? As in Candy Kane?
Did that dog just talk?
What are you talking about? It just barked.
Looks like we have a believer.
I'm sorry, mister. She's a little confused. All this Christmas stuff is going to her head.
No, I'm not, Carter, and she's in jail.
Jail? Well, we have to get to her in a Christmas minute. We gotta bust Mrs. Claus out of the pen, the clink, the slammer, the joint, the who's gal.
Oh, yeah, so you're trying to tell me that Mrs. Kane is actually Mrs. Claus?
Carter, we really need your help.
Yes, we do. See, I'm Eli, Santa's head elf. We don't have much time.
Later, the ice cream truck pulls up to the sheriff's office. Inside, Sheriff Andy sleeps in his chair as Carter and Sarah creep in. They work their way toward his desk. Carter slowly reaches for a pair of handcuffs sitting on the edge.
Oh, what in tarnation?
Oh, Carter. Sarah. Hello?
Sheriff Andy, we've come to get Mrs. Kane out of jail.
Well, there's a hefty bail to get her out, but your father said he wasn't willing to pay.
Sarah puts her piggy bank on the desk, then takes his baton and raises it above her head.
Ah! Right, wow.
Is that enough?
Outside, Eli stands on Eddie's back.
Hold still, Eddie. You're shaking too much.
You're gonna have to cut back on the Christmas cookies this year.
Hello, ladies. You haven't happened to see a Mrs. Claus around here, have you?
Eli.
Oh.
Oh, thank heaven you're here.
Mrs. Claus, I got Eddie with me, too.
Hi, Mrs. Claus. I'm down here.
And we're gonna bust you out of here.
Oh, good.
Oh, but we don't have enough magic in my crystal, so we're gonna do it old school. Stand back, everyone.
Oh.
He ties a rope to the bars. Sheriff Andy counts coins as Carter sneaks by.
Dollar. Two.
Penny.
Count yourself. You're confusing me.
Carter chains Sheriff Andy to the desk. Outside, Eli hops onto the ice cream truck.
Eli, you think this is gonna work?
Of course. I saw it on a TV Western.
Fellow was a cowboy who talked like this and had a horse.
The entire prison wall falls.
What in the blazes is going on?
Hey!
Sheriff Andy falls, realizing he is cuffed to the desk.
Who are you?
I'm Eli, Santa's head elf. You may recall you once asked for a cowboy outfit and a cap gun when you were 9. You remember that, Andy?
How'd you know that?
Oh, Sheriff, I'm so sorry about the damage. But something's gone very wrong in Pineville, and I tried to explain to you that I needed to get out of the cell. So, toodaloo!
Remember to stay on the nice list.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Come on, Eddie.
I've been nice. Hey, wait. What about me? Hey.
Carter and Sarah run out the front. Outside the barn, the pups bound across the snow and through the door.
Noble, Hope, Charity, Jingle, what are you guys doing down here?
Who is this elf dog?
Oh, no, I'm not an elf dog. My name is Baxter, and I'm from right here in Pineville.
Baxter should be an honorary elf dog. He saved us from the pound, and we are proud to call him a friend.
You mean you didn't come down from the North Pole as part of a rescue party?
I'm afraid not.
Then how did you get here?
Well, it's a bit of a story, Comet, but right now, we need your help.
We need to locate Mrs. Claus.
The sheriff took her away!
And now we're up for sale.
At the radio station.
Eli, do you have any idea what's going on?
No, Mrs. Claus, we haven't been able to figure it out. We thought you might know. It all happened so fast, it's as though someone wished for Christmas to go away. And then, poof, there it went.
Wait a sec. What did you just say?
Which part?
About the wish.
Oh, I was just saying that Christmas vanished so fast, it's as if somebody wished for it to go away. But who would make such a wish?
I did. I didn't mean to, really, but I did. I wish that Christmas spirit would go away. I didn't think it would really happen.
But who would grant that wish? None of us who have magic crystals.
Well, Mrs. Claus, there's something else you should know. The Santa pups stowed away on your sleigh and my crystal is missing. We think they have it.
The pups must have granted Carter's wish. They have to reverse the wish and restore Christmas spirit before it's too late.
I wish Christmas spirit would come back.
Carter, my friend. I wish it was that easy. Unfortunately, the Santa pups granted the wish. So they're the only ones that can reverse it.
We need to find them, and fast!
Yes, and in the meantime, we have to find some way to stop the Christmas flu from spreading. We need to boost spirit back up.
I got an idea. We can do what Mommy used to do.
You mean the Christmas show? The show inspired the whole town.
Sarah, that is a great idea. Eli, you and Eddie, go get the reindeer. They're in Mr. Miller's barn, right at the edge of town. And the Santa pups might be there.
Right. Eddie, come
Ladies?
On.
Ladies? Uh-huh. I want you to go turn on every single radio in this town.
The Bright sisters run off. Carter, Sarah, and Mrs. Claus run to the control room. Later, Eli's ice cream truck pulls up to the barn. A sign on the door reads, Reindeer for Sale.
Reindeer for Sale. This must be the place, Eddie.
Eli, what are you thinking?
Hang on. I'm rolling in hot.
Wait, the magic crystals won't work. Eli, there's not enough power.
Who needs crystals?
Hallelujah, it's the cavalry.
Guys, we're saved. And we've got ice cream.
Well, that didn't go quite as planned.
Eli and Eddie pull their faces from against the window. The pups and the reindeer watch as they get out.
Eddie and Eli, boy, are we happy to see you. Okay, I'm just going to come right out and admit it. I think we messed up big time and granted a very bad wish.
Well, I'm not going to say you didn't cause a lot of trouble, but we'll get to that later. Right now, we have to reverse that wish before it's too late.
Mr. Miller walks in.
This is private property. What are you, reindeer rustlers?
Allow me to introduce us. I'm Eli, and this is Eddie, and we're Santa's head elves. And we're here to save Christmas.
At the radio station.
Oh, it's showtime.
Mrs. Claus leads Sarah to the microphone. Carter grabs his and puts on his headphones.
Hello, Pineville. This is Carter.
And Sarah Reynolds, broadcasting live over 87.9 Xmas, Pineville Radio.
That's the Reynolds children. and they're trying to bring Christmas spirit back.
And this is the annual Christmas radio show.
Blue Bright turns on Mr. Hallman's radio.
A tradition started by our grandfather over 60 years ago.
Agnes Bright turns on Mayor Denny's radio.
Made special by our mom, Michelle Reynolds. My sister and I are here to carry on the tradition.
I know you're all busy, and some of you may be feeling a bit sad. But we need your help to bring Christmas spirit back to our town.
Well, you see, this is all my fault.
In the courtroom.
Order! It's the law! Ridiculous.
Order in the court!
This isn't even a neck brace! It's an upside-down doggy
bit! Did you believe him? You were negligent and didn't shovel the sidewalk!
After my mom passed away, it didn't feel like it was right to celebrate. So I did this.
Carter?
I don't know how exactly, but I did. I made you all feel the way you do. Because I wish that Christmas spirit would go away. And it did.
Thomas runs out. At the animal shelter.
It's like a flu. A Christmas flu. It spread from me, to the people I met, to the people they met.
And I know that my mother were here.
Thomas walks into the radio station.
She'd want us all to be happy. And celebrate Christmas with the people we love.
Carter runs and hugs Thomas.
And to remember by her by keeping the spirit of Christmas alive in Pineville. I love you, Dad.
You too, son.
This is dedicated to my daddy, my brother, and my mommy. I love you.
Okay.
Thomas adjusts the controls.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Thomas smiles.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul fell
with words. I don't know what got into me. If there's anything I can do to make up for my selfishness.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Miller, there is. Can you drive a sleigh?
Comet and Dancer smile. The town, people begin redecorating.
Night, divine, oh night, when Christ was born. Oh night, divine, oh night, oh night, divine.
Jeff opens all the cages. Sheriff Andy pulls his desk toward the keys, finally reaching them. Mr. Hallman hangs a red bow, then stops to listen.
The King of Kings laid on some lonely manger, and all our trials. Born to be our friend, born to be.
When Christ was born. picture of Sarah's mom wearing a gold pin glimmers from the wall. Carter hugs Sarah as Mrs. Claus wipes away a tear.
Come on, guys! Yay!
The pups arrive at the station.
Mrs. Claus! Mrs. Claus!
Eli! Oh, my darling pups, I'm so glad you're safe.
We're really sorry, Mrs. Claus. We thought we could prove to you that we were ready for crystals of our own.
But instead, we caused Christmas spirit to go away in Pineville.
I guess we still have a lot to learn.
Well, don't worry about that now. We have to reverse the wish that you granted Carter in order for the Christmas flu to be wiped out for good.
All right, pups, you've got the magic crystal.
You must grant the wish.
The pups all look at Carter.
I wish Pineville and the world a Merry Christmas forever!
A burst of golden mist shoots from Noble's crystal and surrounds the family and everyone in the room. Outside, the golden mist covers the entire town. At the North Pole, it radiates through Santa's workshop.
Santa! Look!
The map!
It's spreading! The Christmas spirit is spreading everywhere! They did it! They saved Christmas!
I knew Mrs. Claus had everything under control.
Ho, ho, ho!
The golden mist illuminates the giant ice crystal. In Pineville, the town gathers near the square. Mr. Holman greets the Bright Sisters.
Who wants ice cream? That's for you.
Charity drops an ice cream from her teeth into a child's hands. Noble shakes off Eddie's crystal collar.
I'm sorry I borrowed your magic crystal without asking, Eddie.
Don't worry, Noble. Someday you'll have one of your very own.
Baxter runs toward Jeff. Owen removes his neck brace and holds his hand out to the hardware store owner.
Aww.
They hug. Later, Thomas, Carter, and Sarah walk Mrs. Claus down the snow-covered street.
Let love and kindness guide the way for everyone we know.
Together, hand in hand, it works, a better garden grows.
Just like a flower, bending ever graceful to the light.
Singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah tonight.
Mayor Denny holds Jingle as they sing. Mr. Miller pulls up in the sleigh with the reindeer.
Mrs. Claus, your sled has arrived.
Thank you, sir. Well, you shared your hearts and reminded everyone what the Christmas spirit is all about. I came here to find one ambassador for the Santa Claus, and I found two.
They run into her arms.
Oh.
Will we ever see you again?
Well, of course, dear. You're my official ambassadors, and it's a very important role.
She fastens a gold pin to their coats, just like in the picture of their mother.
It means that you will embody the Christmas spirit every day for the whole year. Can you do that?
Yes!
All right. I'm off.
Sarah holds Mrs. Claus's hand. Okay. Thomas, Carter, Mayor Denny, and the hardware store owner all pick up one of the pups.
We'll never forget you. And you won't have to, because just like your mom, I'm going to be right there.
She points to her heart.
Forever.
Mrs. Claus sits in the driver's seat and grabs the reins as the pups are lifted into the back seat.
All right, buddy.
Well, Eddie, looks like our work is done here.
Yeah, Eli. Time for us to go home.
We're really sorry, Mrs. Claus. I have learned that to be a leader, I have to take full responsibility for my decisions.
I was totally blown away by Baxter, who helped us. I want to be generous and selfless like him.
Sneaking here from the North Pole was a big leap. And now I realize I should have looked before I leapt.
That's this pup's new policy.
And I want to learn to sing like Sarah. Did you see how much Christmas spirit she spread? That's what singing should be for, spreading joy and harmony.
Learning from your mistakes is very grown up, pups. Now we have to get back to the North Pole and Santa. There's lots of work to be done. Are you ready to fly, fellas?
Just say the word, Mrs. Claus.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. Merry Christmas!
She lifts off from the snow on a trail of golden mist.
Let's go celebrate Christmas, where everyone's out of our having fun.
She flies low over the town folks, sending a shower of golden mist onto them. Eddie's ice cream truck disappears in a cloud of mist as it speeds down the street.
Goodbye, Pineville!
Have a radical Christmas!
Remember, it's better to give than receive. We'll miss you!
I want to celebrate Christmas, where everyone's out about lining trees. I want to celebrate Christmas with everyone I see.
Screen read the end as the sleigh flies toward a lone star in the sky. Fade to black. Fade up to the North Pole where the pups sit on the desks as the credits roll.
Christmas is more than candy canes, even more than gifts we receive. It's the friends that we make, it's the time that we take to teach the world to believe. To teach the world to believe.
Christmas is more than caroling, more than gifts we give out with glee.
So much joy in the air, it's the love that we share with friends and family. Christmas is more than making toys, so much more for good girls and boys. Teaching all about cheer,
spreading love through the year.
We have to share the joy, we have to share the joy.
So if we listen well,
and if we study hard,
and if we learn our lessons better,
and if we think it's right, and when we say you know, that's when we work to deck the halls. It's always for the Santa Claus. Christmas is more than candy canes, even more than fun in the snow. It's the things that we say, how we love, how we play, that sets the world aglow.
Fade to black.
Smile, it will bless you. Look what we have in our lives today.
We have four little pups. We have four Santa pups
that will bless our hearts four ways. When you look upon life with a smile, it will bless you. Look what we have in our lives today. We have four little pups. We have four Santa pups that will bless our hearts four ways. When you look upon life with a smile,
on life with a smile, it will bless you. Look what we have in our lives today. We have four little pups, we have four Santa pups that will bless our hearts.
Isn't this a grand day?
That will bless our hearts.
Isn't this the best?
That will bless our hearts each day.
The Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo. Audio description by Roundabout with funding by Disney. Voiced by Danielle Engelman.